This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. FAPSI is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today we are here to talk to Dr. Nurhan Dunford about oil and oilseed research happening at FAPSI.
I'm Nurhan Dunford. I'm the oil and oilseed specialist here at Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. I'm also a professor in Biosystems and Agricultural Engineering Department at the OSU. Our goal is to take underutilized agricultural materials or biological materials and convert them to high-value products. What we do is we use environmentally benign processing technologies. The idea is to minimize waste and add value to those underutilized agricultural materials. For example, wheat is a very important crop in Oklahoma, but unfortunately, value-added processing of that crop is fairly low. So our goal is to take that crop and then produce a number of different products, including health beneficial oils and dietary supplements from those products. Fats and oils are important components in our diet, although there is a misconception that fats and oils are bad for you. Fats and oils carry a number of health beneficial vitamins, and they provide essential fatty acids, meaning that our body cannot produce essential fatty acids, so we have to take those in our diet. Eating or consuming oils and fats are very important. So our goal is to take those oil seeds and develop processes that will enrich those health beneficial compounds like vitamins in the final product while cleaning up the non-desirable contaminants from the oils. One of our research projects is about algae, microalgae. That's the stuff, the green stuff that you will see in swimming pools or the shores of the lakes and so on. So that can be a nuisance, but if you use that wisely, actually we could extract some benefits out of that. So in our group, what we do is we use microalgae to clean up wastewater. That can be industrial wastewater or animal wastewater. There's a lot of animal operations in the state, and those operations produce wastewater. So we could use microalgae to clean up that wastewater and then take the algal biomass and convert it to biofuels or other value-added products.
A big thank you goes out to Dr. Dunford for joining us today. We loved learning about her position and the oil and oilseed department. For more information about our many departments in FAPSI, check out our FAPSI Connect app in the App Store or go to fapsiconnect.com. You can also visit our website at fapsi.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.